Merci.
Thank you very much, Madam. Panelists, participants, let me just say first that it is a tremendous privilege for Niger and for me, it's a privilege as well to be present here at this Global Refugee Forum, and more specifically here in this section, which is about the Asylum Capacity Support Group mechanism. And let me just explain first that we have an asylum system, an independent national system, thanks to a law that has existed since 1997. And thanks to this law, we have been able to manage the situation of refugees in Niger up until today. It's important to point out, I think, that we have a growing number of asylum seekers dealt with by the National Commission for the Eligibility of Refugees, and we have the chairman of that commission right here with us. In 2017, we had only 12 decisions. In 2018, 430 decisions. And we studied 430 files and more than 600 in 2019. So that's an increase of close to 40% from 1 year to the next. About 73% were the subject of an agreement among these cases. We've tried to decentralize in a gradual way our asylum system with the services that are responsible for preparing the cases, the files, with fruitful experience with the Agadez region, where we have a great number of asylum seekers who are in a center in Agadez. They're present there. We've had to recruit, with the assistance of UNHCR, a number of agents who were able to deal with close to 1,245 asylum applications in the mixed migration flows, because you know, of course, that with the situation prevailing in Libya, Niger is getting a huge number of asylum seekers, and it's important to mention, for example, that by 30 November, about 59%, correction, 53%, says the speaker, were accepted, whereas we had planned to work on 50% only. We have to also stress how flexible our asylum system is, thanks to the implementation of the Geneva Convention and our own piece of legislation in a very difficult, complex context. Let me just remind you that Niger has on its borders a number of conflicts all around it. And you're aware of these, of course. We have the situation, for example, in Libya. Then we have the situation in Mali. And we have the recently developed situation in Burkina Faso. And we also have the situation that we're specifically concerned about currently with Algeria. So we are receiving a huge number of refugees because of these instability situations, if you will. So we've had more than 100,000 individuals from Niger have crossed the border because of the Boko Haram problem, and more than 60,000 individuals from Mali who were welcomed with the prima facie status and the others temporary protection. Niger, in order to respond to your question, has in fact had the support of many partner states in strengthening, shoring up its asylum system, and through UNHCR. Over the last 2 years, we've had the Secretary of State of Switzerland. There was a study visit. There was a project with Italy for the management and the decentralization of the system I mentioned earlier in the Agadez region, which made it possible to train high-quality agents to determine eligibility about refugee status in Niger. And then we are currently speaking with the government of Belgium, and they are prepared to support us in the strengthening, shoring up of our asylum system. Of course, my thanks will go to director of OFPRA here present, the French Office of Protection of Refugees and Stateless Persons. We've been able to see that during the we've had assistance in the case of the settlement, in the case of dealing with the emergency situations, Libya towards Niger. We've had some capacity strengthening of our agents, capacity building of our agents, especially in terms of the credibility of the asylum requests or applications. It's also important to point out, I think, that some, including the chairman of the the eligibility chairman also have visited France in 2018 to have exchanges about the specific features of the French system. And we have the gentleman present here who can tell us a lot about this. We have learned an enormous amount from the French asylum system, and we believe that we will be able to replicate this when it comes to the time when we review our asylum system in Niger. Several members of our commission and of the permanent secretariat have been able to benefit from capacity building in terms of the right of refugees in Strasbourg and in Italy, in Sanremo as well. Now, Niger would like to make an appeal for international solidarity, because that is really the basis of the Global Refugee Compact. And this is a context where we, as you must understand, many, many refugees are coming into the country because of the conflicts that I mentioned all around us, actually, on all of our borders, a situation that we were not actually prepared for. We're not used to this sort of situation, but we have to manage this sort of crisis on our borders. And we have decided to move towards the strengthening of our asylum system, because this is one of the priorities that Niger has, that is the building of our legal framework, a reinforcement of our legal framework, to be able to guarantee quality and effectiveness, efficiency of our asylum system. And if we have the resources next year, we are planning to review our legal framework to be able to integrate this dynamism, this dynamic situation that we have, these mixed flows, the important, significant flows of refugees because of the conflict situations, the Agadez situation, and also because of what we're managing now with the UNHCR and resettlement countries. Well, of course, we have to increase the treatment, the processing of the application forms, but also we have to strengthen the capacities of the members of the eligibility group, and also improve the working conditions, because as you are aware, a country like ours has a huge number of challenges in the area of security, humanitarian needs, social challenges as well. And if Niger could be supported more to be able to have its asylum system strengthened this way, it would be a very good thing. So I would be remiss if I did not say the following. In spite of all of the difficulties that Niger is currently facing on our borders, situations that we are experiencing, in spite of all of this, we have open borders, thanks to the values of support, cooperation. We uphold these values, and we think that with this compact, Niger should, in fact, be assisted, should be helped to be able to be in a better position to cover this situation and this new situation, which has which we now have to face. And we're doing our best with our limited resources. Thank you very much.